SU Tigers Basketball Coaches Show with Tigers head coach Penny Collins and Lady Tigers head coach Jessica Kern, giving you an inside look at the TSU Tigers basketball program with game recaps and previews straight from the coach's mouth. The TSU Tigers Coaches Show is also brought to you by Wyatt Johnson, the Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Cracker Barrel, Nissan, the Tennessee Lottery, and the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Now, here's your host, the voice of the TSU Tigers, Greg Pogue.
Good Sunday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. A bit soupy outside, but nonetheless, not too bad. Tennessee State University Basketball Coaches Show presented by Freeman Webb. And Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern will join us. Her team is in Chicago, where they play DePaul tomorrow night. And joining us now is Penny Collins. Good morning, Penny.
Morning.
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. This morning.
Well, let's talk about the week that was. We're going to get into last night, obviously the two-point loss at home to North Carolina A&T, 78-76. But I just want to sort of, since last we visited, I just started realizing this. Last Sunday morning when I talked to you, you were in Baltimore, and Coach Kern was in Louisville. And if that's not indicative of what these past month have been about, it's for both of these well-traveled programs. But let's go back to the win. Before we look at last night, let's go back and visit since we last talked. Good win at Coppin State, 64-55.
Yep. We had guys came out, and, man, we got a tough-fought, hard-fought road victory against Coppin State. And, you know, we felt like that was a game that we could win. And we fought through some adversity, and guys found a way to win at the end of the game.
Well, and two, you talked about it. Winning on the road is never easy. And when you do that, I'd almost think, I know a lot of coaches, it's almost a sense of relief because you go into someone else's building. But it seemed like your team responded every time they made a run.
Yeah, we had some resiliency in our guys. You know, the one thing I can say about our team is that we have a never-quit mentality. And we came out with some pop in that game and took a nice lead, and they made a run and cut it back and actually took the lead in the second half. And we didn't fold. We stayed just connected, and it was just a little spurt we had, a little 10-2 run we had in the last 8 minutes of the game that kind of put us over the top.
Well, a few things, and I'm just looking, you know, you go straight to the numbers. You know, rebounding 37-35. I know last night you out-rebounded North Carolina A&T, and going into last night's game in rebounding, you were plus 1.9, so right at plus 2 in the rebounding differential. And, you know, you're not the biggest inside. You're long and lean and play big, but that's got to be encouraging the way you're getting after it on the glass.
Yeah, this is something we've been really emphasizing. We know that the team that wins a defensive rebounding battle gives itself the best chance to win every game. And last night, you know, we just kept on harping on it even in halftime. You know, we got to win the rebounding battle. Let's win the rebounding battle. And we did. But the Achilles heel last night was turnovers.
Yeah, and then Coppin State forcing 23 turnovers. And I didn't, you know, obviously wasn't at the game last Sunday. Last night was, but I like the way you're changing defenses. Not only, you know, obviously that maybe that 1-2 two, three-quarter court trap, you drop it back a little bit, and then you're changing in the half court from man-to-man to 2-3. But I really thought that 1-3-1 half-court trap, when you got Damari Moore out on the top, 6'8", and long, really causes a lot of problems for teams.
Yeah, it does. And it's something we worked a lot on. And he's really good at it, and our guys, they bind into it. They enjoy playing it. And changing defense is something that we just – feel like we have to do. We can't stay one way too long and let teams figure us out. Especially like you said, when you don't have a lot of strong interior depth and size, you have to be creative on how we're going to guard. So that's one of the things that this team's going to do, and we're getting better at it, and we're going to continue to do that.
Well, last Sunday, Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey, 18 points. And last night, he had 23 points. And again now in seven games in double digits. It's the fifth time he's led your team in scoring. And you want the production to come from your leading scorer, obviously. And at 17 points a game, leading your team going into last night, fourth in the OVC. And we were talking with Albert Dawson on the broadcast over 102.1 The Ville in last night, is that That's a sneaky 23. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know at halftime that I thought he was playing really bad. I kind of loved him. He didn't have as much pop as he had. His shoulder kind of just failing it. He just kind of wincing the entire game. But at halftime, I saw he had 13 points. I couldn't believe it. I was like, dang, 13-5. And at the end of the game, he gets 23. And he made some really big plays for us. He drove to the basket and made some tough finishes at the basket. And made a lot of big free throws in the game. And he's just a warrior. He's given us everything he's got on that court, and we need Dante to continue to play like that.
And it's DFD for me, because when you're trying to do a play-by-play, you don't – Fitzpatrick Dorsey, you know, he's now DFD to Albert. DFD. I mean, and he's come in, and the billing, of course, the kid out of Memphis, transfer from Ole Miss, and this year and next year you'll have him. At Coppin State, some numbers that just jump off at me in that win up there, 13 steals. You know, there's one thing to create turnovers, but 13 steals, third time you've been in double digits into that, and you went into last night's game averaging 8.6 steals per game. That was 35th best in the nation. And so, just your philosophy, is it passing lanes? Is it how do you go about it?
Well, I just think changing defenses that keeps teams off balance. And then, then randomly, we'll throw the traps out there, and that keeps teams off balance as well. And then we have some guys that have some inner just feel of how to get in those passing lanes and when to get in those passing lanes, like Emmanuel, Damari Moore, and Dante. And those guys just have a knack for reading defense. So that's kind of how it goes. It's not like that we're just telling guys to deny, full deny, or anything like that. It's just putting guys in position and trying our best to keep teams off balance, and game plan changes game to game.
Well, in Coppin State's 23 turnovers, you had 25 points off of them, and you'll take that every time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Anytime we can turn defense and offense, we're doing that every time.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show, Brian Penny Collins with us here this morning. And last night I know was tough to take. You started slow, down 13-2. You fought your way back, tied it at halftime, got to that early lead in the second half. And then it was just, you know, and overall, there weren't a lot of fouls in that game. I thought it was a really well, clean played game, quite frankly, by both teams.
Yeah, I thought that, they came out – they just had more energy and pop in us in the beginning of the game. And some of it was they just made some incredible shots and we were there. And it's kind of like, but it just drains you as a team when you see the other team make tough baskets and then you're not scoring on the other end. But we stayed with it because we understand that basketball is a game of runs. And, they were up, 13-2, whatever it was. And then we come back and cut it to 3. Then they go on another run to go up 8-10. Then we come back and tie it up at halftime. And I felt like our guys – confidence level was where it needed to be, and we would come out and if we could play the same kind of intensity that we ended the half with, that it would put us in position to have a good second half.
Well, yeah, and when you see that, and it wasn't that your team wasn't flat, you were flat or ready, you wasn't ready to play, but you mentioned it. They made 6 of their first 7 shots, and a 2 or 3 of them, you go, well, if you're going to hit those all game, it's one of those kind of shots, right? If you're going to make that the whole game, we're in trouble because, that's the kind of shot we want you taking. They were making them, and so they got that energy. But I like the fact, though, it no panic, obviously, and you just chipped away, and you mentioned that other run, then you chipped away back in, and it was tied by halftime.
Yep. And so, that's one thing I can say about our guys, and even talking to other coaches after we play them and talking to coaches that have watched us play. One thing about our guys is they're not going to quit. Our team is not going to quit. So if you think you're going to get a lead on us and then we're just going to lay down, that's not going to play hard and keep coming at you. And that's what happened last night. But I don't feel like we played our best basketball last night. I feel like we lacked energy the last 12 minutes of the game, and that to me that was just the difference. This is the first game where I feel like our guys just didn't bring the juice like we should have when the game really mattered, and when we had a chance to put them away, we didn't.
Well, and also you mentioned it, you know, people hitting shots. Malik Gantz last night had 27 points. Senior guard, he came in the game averaging 6 points per game. And then Quay Copeland, the MTSU transfer, we know about him. He had 25, and he came in the game averaging 10. And those were the guys making the shots, man. I know you did a good job on their leading scorer, Harris. He only had, I believe, 6 for the game, something like that. And but you never know where it's going to come from sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that was something we really talked about in our game plan was to really key on Harris and not let him have a big game. He was coming off a game where he hit 27 points, seven threes in the first half, and we really wanted to key on him and not let him have a big game on us. So we did a good job of guarding him, but the other two guards really hurt us. And we knew both of these guys could play, but didn't expect them to have that monster of a game. And once the bleeding started, we couldn't stop it. Those guys were already in the rhythm, and we couldn't get stops late in the game. And that's what I'm talking about our lack of pop and lack of energy and want to. You know, we just didn't have that mental toughness and physical toughness to get it done on the defensive end late in the game.
Did that surprise you?
Yes, yes. Like I said, this is the first game where I felt like, oh my gosh, our guys just don't have it. Like, and our coaching staff has done an unbelievable job of trying to make sure our guys are, you know, we're going through a tough stretch. You know, we had a tough road trips and we played a tough schedule, and we've done a good job of maintaining and not trying to overkill guys and keep making sure we're keeping them good and healthy and full of energy, fresh minds and fresh legs. But yesterday was just a little disturbing to me that we didn't have that pop and that energy to finish that game. So, and it wasn't just the guards, you know, late in the game. Even though Stokely was playing great late in the game, he couldn't get a stop down low. We let their big man score maybe 2 or 3 possessions in a row where, you know, earlier in the season or even, you know, against Kentucky, West Kentucky, you know, he's not letting that guy turn the corner like that. So just the small things, man, and, you know, it's things that we can correct. So disappointing, but I know we can fix it.
Well, and you mentioned Stokely Chaffee. He had all 13 of his points in the second half last night, and he also led you in rebounding, which he does on average as well. He had 8 going into the game, 7, but 13 in that second half. He had that pop in the second half, but, you know, they were going over the top. I mean, you know, when and I think you're going to face that a lot. People are just going to try to just sort of, if no other way to describe it, sort of ram it down your throat, take it right to the hole, take it right at you.
And that's something we're going to continue to try to make adjustments on so that we can be prepared for that. I feel like North Carolina A&T is a really good team and well-coached team, and I feel like that's a similar game that we're going to see in the league with Tennessee Tech or UT Martin, teams of that caliber. And, you know, if that's an indication of how we're going to play, I'm encouraged that, you know, it's a 2-point ball game, tie game, and we have a chance to win the game. But I'm encouraged that we can make the adjustments and we can be a really competitive team come OVC play.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show, Penny Collins. After this upcoming break, we'll look at the week that's coming up. It doesn't get any easier. for the Tigers, Tuesday at Akron, next Saturday at Memphis, and the following Saturday at Vanderbilt before we get into conference play. Do want to mention Tripp Davis. I thought he gave you a lot of energy off the bench and sort of a designated shooter, if you will. But he had 11 of your 13 points off the bench. The good news, he had 11 of the 13. The bad news is the rest of the bench only scored 2.
Right. Yeah. Tripp, this is an unbelievable kid, man. Just always focused and somebody that, you know, we can always rely on every game. And, you know, he has opportunities. He's going to take advantage of them. And he made some really good plays and had some great driving layups and hit some big shots for us. And Tripp's going to have to continue to do that for us all season long. He's going to be a big part of what we're trying to do here.
Well, I want to mention, you know, obviously local kid out of Lighthouse Christian, 6'3", redshirt junior guard for you. Had 24 earlier this year for his career high. One other I want to touch on because we're seeing more and more minutes coming from him, and it just seems like he's fitting into the college game even more. Well, he obviously was at the JUCO level, but we mentioned him early, Damari Moore, 6'8", junior, the transfer from Southwest Tennessee Community College out of Brooklyn, and it just seems like his minutes are increasing, and He has length, but he has some skills. He can almost be a point forward for you, if you will. I know I saw him bringing the ball up a few times and everything out on the top of that 1-3-1 trap with his length. I think, you know, as I see more and more of his role evolving.
Yeah, you know, we just feel like with his length and his ability to guard many multiple positions, and then his ability to be, you know, on the top of the zones, and he's really good with his. He has a 7'3" wingspan, and we just feel like he can disrupt other teams when he's out there. And once he gets more and more comfortable, you know, offensively, he's a very good passer and a really good driver. And you know, the more and more comfortable he gets, the better his offensive output will be. But you look at the stat sheet and you say, well, you know, he does not much production on the stat sheet, but he does so many other intangible things that that help our team with deflections and guarding other teams' best perimeter player. And you know, I'm just glad he's continuing to come along, and he's another guy that he's not even at the level yet that we need him to be, but once he gets there, he's going to be a key piece, just like Tripp off the bench.
Well, and you know, played 18 minutes last night, but I think he understands his role. He didn't take a shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's his role or not, but
yeah. Sometimes that's just as important as a guy as Dante. You know, got people to understand their role. And when people understand their role and they can play to the best of their ability, then they're just as important as the next man.
Kamar McKnight, 6 points below his average, struggled a little bit last night, certainly from the field with Kamar, 3 of 11 and 8 points. But I was doing this. Yeah, I write down on my little thing that I, you know, do the, you know, my score sheet and everything, everybody's career highs, and that way I'll know. And I got looking at his career highs this year, and it's – not like they're coming against some, you know, whatevers. 30 points at Western Kentucky and 9 rebounds at Kentucky. Will you just tell him you're playing a Power 5 every game, okay?
Yeah. You know, that's the thing about Kamar that was frustrating last night, is that, like, you know, you've shown us how great you can be. You know, I tell him all the time, like, if you didn't want me to hold you to a high standard, then you shouldn't have shown me how great you can be. So last night, he just didn't have, you know, he didn't have that. The same thing I keep on repeating about having that pop and having energy. He just didn't have it last night. And he was trying to get out of it. And there were a couple plays that he made that could have went the other way. Offensive foul call late in the game where he made a which we thought was an and one. He got called an offensive foul, which, looking back at it, it was. But, you know, little plays like that, if that gets called, now he has 11 points and he's, you know, now he's got his rhythm going and, you know, he gets his mojo going a little bit more. But, you know, that's just something that he's going to have to learn too. And he's in a different role this year. We're expecting more out of him. And, you know, sometimes the mark of a really good player, a really great player, is what are you doing to do to affect the game when you're not scoring? You know, how are you going to be when you're not scoring. So he wasn't scoring last night, and so he's got to learn that, okay, if I'm not scoring, I got to do everything else. So this is a good lesson for him. So he'll be better for it. Kamar's another player that, you know, he's like Dante. He's got to be locked in. He's going to have to be a consistent scorer for us every game, but he's got to do more than just score.
One other note, we're going to take a break, then look ahead to the upcoming week. I do want to mention this with Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey, DFD, and, of course, with the 23 last night, he did have 7 rebounds. He's a stat stuffer, and you don't know it. You know, and he averages right at 4.5 rebounds per game. I'm thinking off the top of my head that I think that's second on the team in rebounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's got to understand that that's what he has to do every game. I mean, that's just part of it. You know, we need you to rebound the ball, and another thing, an underrated thing about him, he's got a very high basketball IQ. He can get in the paint and kick and find people, and he's played a lot of point guard in his career. He's kind of moved off the ball a little bit now, but he's a good player, and you know, we just try to do our best to put him in position to create for himself and others.
You know what? I was just thinking about what I like about his game. It never seems like he's in a hurry.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's not, moving fast, but it just seems like, of course he is. I mean, he's your leading scorer, and he played at Ole Miss, out of Memphis, well-recruited and everything. But it just doesn't – and maybe that's how, well, I was talking about how sneaky it is that he had 23 last night. You don't realize it, but it just seems like he's never in a hurry.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, that's that Memphis era. He's been playing his whole life, and he just got a great feel for the game. It is funny that you said it seems like he's not in a hurry, because one of the things he has to work on is he has to start slowing down and making the correct read off time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when he does make mistakes, it's because he is forcing the issue a little too much or going a little too fast. But, you know, I think he had 4 turnovers last night, and a couple of them were just bonehead mistakes. And one that stands out in my mind right now is late in the game. You know, he gets an offensive foul call by just going too fast and tried to cut and ran a guy over. So there's some things that he's got to clean up about his game. But when he's hitting on all cylinders, he's one of the best guards in OVC.
TSU basketball coach Jessica Kern, Lady Tigers coach, will join us from Chicago here in a little while. We'll take a break when we come back. A little short segment looking ahead to the upcoming week. Tuesday night at Akron, and then down at the FedEx Forum on Saturday against Memphis, 2 o'clock, broadcast 145 on 102.1 The Ville. More with Penny when we come back.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Tennessee State Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
I love my community. And as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball seasons are underway, with both teams facing tough out-of-conference games on their runs to OVC championships. The Tigers' new head coach, Brian Penny Collins, hits the ground running with non-conference games at Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Western Kentucky, and Memphis, on top of a grinding OVC schedule. Second-year Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern readies her talented core of young and promising players, led by OVC Player of the Year candidate senior Tia Wooten. For home game, season tickets, and all things TSU athletics, log on to TSUtigers.com.
Hey, TOA!
What's that about?
TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery Holiday Instant Games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com.
We give you more at Wyatt Johnson.
Non-factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show. Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern here in a little while. She's up in Chicago where her team plays DePaul tomorrow night. Penny Collins with us. Before we talk about the Memphis game Saturday, Penny, let's talk about a trip to Akron. I was looking at their schedule. They're 6-4 right now and a MAC team. And, again, another road trip for your team.
Yep. It's been a crazy little non-conference schedule for us. We had a tough one last night and got practice today. And we got to fly out tomorrow to head to Akron to play against a team that's picked to win the MAC. So we're happy. We're happy that we don't have a lot of time to cry about this loss. We're going to get to work today and watch the game and be ready to go up there and compete for a win against a really good team.
How much do you know about Akron? Or you just start working on them today?
Just start working on them today. So, yeah. I know they're a really good team. With some, they got a fantastic coach, and Coach Gross, and they got some really good players as well. So we're looking forward to it. I watched a little bit of them. I watched them play Illinois State earlier this year, it's a team that we got to play well to beat them.
Yeah, they're not going to be too happy either. They're coming off a 1-point home loss yesterday to Marshall, 75-74, as well. And then on Saturday, first off, I'll ask you, the Akron game, is that a game you scheduled or did you inherit that?
I don't even remember now. I think that was already on the I want to say that was inherited.
Yeah, okay. But I know one that was Memphis. Talk about playing Penny. Here it is, Penny versus Penny, Tigers versus Tigers. It'll be 2:00 down at the FedEx Forum. And, of course, yesterday, a big one with Tennessee. Tennessee, I think, wins by 10. But I saw where Memphis put up 92 points on a top three team, and so certainly you know what Penny Hardaway is going to build there. But first off, before we talk about the game itself and maybe some matchups or whatever, how did this game come about?
It came about right away. As soon as I got the job, and he got the Memphis job maybe just a few days before I got the TSU job. We spoke through some text messages, and then when Rodney Hamilton ended up getting the job down there, he's in charge of scheduling, so. It was just the perfect storm, and we were able to kind of find a few dates, and we found one that worked, and everybody, both parties involved, including presidents and ADs, felt like this was a game that it could be a really fun situation for both institutions, and we got it done right away.
Yeah, you mentioned Rodney Harrison. He was assistant on the TSU staff of Dana Ford last year. He's now director of basketball operations for and going back home, but he's for Penny Hardaway and everything. And I agree with you. I mean, who would not think this is a good game? There's good. You know what's down in Memphis? There's a ton load of TSU alum and fans in that entire area, so it's always good to get down there.
Absolutely. We're really excited, looking forward to that game. We're going to have a chance to spend some time with a lot of alumni the night before, and we have a lot of people coming to the game. And I actually looked on the ticket list to purchase tickets to see how many were left, and there's not many tickets left. So people that plan on coming down to Memphis to come see us play should go ahead and go buy the tickets online, because they're going really fast.
Well, and it's, you mentioned something too, and I didn't mention about last night. I saw you up in the glass tent area at the arena last night, and it was alumni night, and I saw you and your boss, athletics director Teresa Phillips, speaking to visiting alumni in the Hall of Fame room before the game. And I think this is something you've started, right?
I didn't start this, but I thought it was a great idea to go up and speak to the alumni. We had a full house, and just kind of told them what the vision is for the program and our expectations. And the biggest thing is that we want people to come out and support us on this run through the OVC, which cranks up January 3rd. And you got four straight home games right there to start the season. That could be a crucial four games to get us off to a really hot start. And we want Gentry Center to be packed with alumni, and our students won't be back until maybe the following week, January 15th, something like that. So we're really going to need our fans to come out and support. So that's what that was about, and we want people to give back to the program, and you know, we're headed in the right direction, and it's very evident on how hard our guys are playing every game.
And just the exposure, you know, you look, you've played in Rupp Arena. You're going to play in the FedEx Forum. You're going to go over to the Memorial Gym up in Diddle Arena. Some really nice basketball buildings, but certainly FedEx Forum down there, and we know. But just looking ahead, I just catching some of yesterday, and I know you're one game at a time, and I'll do your advanced scouting for you, okay? Kayvon Davenport yesterday, 31, and he had 18 in a row in the second half for Memphis. Man, what a player.
Oh, yeah, he's a really, really good player. I actually recruited Davenport when I was at East Tennessee State, so I know all about him and know his family, and watched him play in junior college a lot of games, freshman year and sophomore year. So, you know, he's somebody that not too excited that we got to play against, but, you know, figure out a way to try to maintain him. And he had a phenomenal game yesterday.
Yeah, and so just a good game. And talk about, you know, you said when you got the job, it came a few days after Penny Hardaway was named in Memphis. You guys texting mm-hmm. back and forth with each other and everything, and then the game evolved out of that. Just tell me about how do you guys know each other? Just paths have crossed through the basketball times?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, my first time meeting him, I lived in Memphis since I was born all the way through. I was like 11 years old. I moved to Nashville when I was 11. So I first met him when I was a kid, and he would come to community centers and stuff like that. So he didn't remember me from that, but I obviously remember him. And then met him again when I was after college playing in tournaments, just in the basketball world. You know, I ran into him a few times, played against him in some tournaments, and in some men's league tournaments. And then we just kind of bonded, had a relationship after that, and, you know, exchanged numbers. And we've always been in contact over the last, you know, 12-plus years. So it's just really cool to see, you know, somebody that I grew up admiring and really was a role model to me. And to see him get his dream job the same year that I get my dream job, and then we're able to have opportunity to play against his team and coach against his team, it's really, really cool.
Well, it should be fun. Once again, 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock the tip-off on 102.1 The Ville. Have fun up in Akron. Go get a win, Penny.
Yes, sir. That's the plan, always.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Penny Collins at Memphis, and that relationship there. That's just a perfect game because there's a ton load of TSU alum and fans in that area. Hey, we'll take a break, and we will go up to Chicago and visit with Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern in a few.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. It's a Nissan, proud partner of the Tennessee State Tigers. Go, Pete, Will! ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holiday.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I love my community. And as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball seasons are underway, with both teams facing tough out-of-conference games on their runs to OVC championships. The Tigers' new head coach, Brian Penny Collins, hits the ground running with non-conference games at Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Western Kentucky, and Memphis, on top of a grinding OVC schedule. Second-year Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern readies her talented core of young and promising players, led by OVC Player of the Year candidate senior Tia Wooten. For home game, season tickets, and all things TSU athletics, log on to TSUTigers.com.
Hey, TOA!
What's that about?
TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non-factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show. Joined now by Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. But first, you know that game, Where's Waldo? You got to go find Waldo. Where's Jessica? Let's see. Where are you, Jessica?
I am in Chicago right now.
And where were you yesterday?
Yesterday we were in Huntington, West Virginia.
So you can get from Huntington, West, you can get to Chicago from Huntington, West Virginia?
Let me tell you something. Miss Alexa, our bus driver, is the business. she got us there, man. And we watched a couple of movies and did some holiday, cheer. And then we made it. So we're good.
Did you get a nap in?
You know what? After games like yesterday, I wish I could tell you I did. I did not.
Yeah, well.
And so we're up right now at breakfast. The girls just left breakfast. And we've got alumni chapter here who's going to feed us lunch, which is fantastic, and do a mixer with the girls from about 11 to 1.
Well, that's so great. You know, yeah. And last night it was alumni night, and Penny and Coach Phillips, the AD, they had an alumni group speaking to them, and here you are. I guess I'm sensing, maybe I didn't know before, but I'm sensing more of an outreach to alumni, to potential boosters, to grow the support, right?
For sure, for sure. And, on the women's side, you have to, for those people that simply don't know, you have to make a very collective effort to establish relationships. That's really, really important, especially in our sport, not in just regards to boosters, but just overall funding and needs of the program. And when I went to the National Alumni Convention in Atlanta earlier this year, that's what alumni said. They said, we want to know where you guys are at so we can be there. For example, we've got a very active chapter in Milwaukee, my hometown, and that's 50 miles up the road. So, I would love to go see the Packers and Bears play today, but I got to go to the mixer.
So. That's in Chicago too, right? At Soldier Field?
And, I can call Anthony Adams. That's my plug. He better hear me and get some tickets. So that's my guy. But no, we're not going to be being frozen anytime soon watching anybody's football.
Talk a little bit about yesterday, the 80-59 loss at Marshall. Taylor Roberts, your sophomore, 21 points as well. And I know Taylor, just she's starting to become that consistent player night in and night out for you with the 21. And I believe, I was just looking at just some of the numbers, she's how many times she's been in double figures already.
I mean, the kid is a gamer, but she's practicing so much better. We have made a very conscious effort to allow her to play 1 through 4 whenever the ball is in her hand. We work tremendously in this off time, you know, through the break and exams for her to learn to make reads a lot more. And then we were very specific with players and how many shots certain players should be taking, what's a good shot and what's not a good shot. And she's a great problem. She's a really good problem to have. Yesterday, Marshall keyed in more on Tia on the inside. And so she was able to sort of get her shot off and find her seams yesterday. But I'm really proud of her overall work ethic.
Well, and for the five times this half year games, she scored not in double figures, but at least 20 points. So you'd like to see that consistent production. That way, you know, you don't have to worry about where else is it going to come from.
Exactly, exactly. And then defensively, you know, that's one thing I want to key on as well. She's on the floor. Taylor Roberts is not fouling out of game. She had 2 fouls yesterday. She's playing very smart. We've challenged her because last year we sort of hit her a little more defensively. And this year, you know, she's on the perimeter, guarding people's perimeter player versus last year she was having to guard in the post. So very proud of her production, and she's starting to lead. She's starting to lead. Once you get to see us live a little bit more, we'll see a lot more huddles, teams talking to each other. So I'm proud of her.
Well, and just sort of across the board, three for Taylor, 3 assists, 2 steals. You know, so she's, you know, getting it obviously in the rebounding part of it. Jaden Reitzel, maybe struggling a bit offensively here to start the season, but I would say that her rebounding never leaves. She led you with 9 yesterday.
Yeah, she is. I'm telling you, I literally watched her come in and cuff one rebound between 2 offensive players with her left hand. This kid is so freakishly athletic that a lot of times she negates that and forgets offensively, like, hey, wait, I got to be a factor as well, because she exudes so much energy. But, again, another really, really good problem to have. You know, we are hanging with people for sure on the rebound. You know, we force more of an up-tempo type game. So games versus us are going to be more high-scoring because it's so up-tempo and the possessions are going to be higher than normal. But Jaden can go anywhere from 3, 4, and 5, and she rebounds and defends at all 3 positions. So we got to get her to put the ball in the hole a little bit more.
And you mentioned Tia, and of course teams are going to double-team her on the post or whatever. You know, if I come, you know, obviously with Taylor Roberts and her production and everything and what she's done, she's not a secret anymore. She was all-freshman OVC and part of the all-newcomer team as a freshman. Is Tia trying to do too much? Because, you know, she's a fifth-year senior. She's got all of the she's certainly going to be playing somewhere for money, wherever that right. might be, and if it's in Europe or where else. Do you think she's trying to do too much? Because I know she turned it over 9 times yesterday.
She did. She did. And, you know, and some of those were like dead ball turnovers. Like, the ball was deflected. I grabbed it. I didn't squeeze. I turned, and it went off my leg. Or I got it in the post, and it was an offensive foul. You know what I mean? Or just those kind of turnovers. And then trying to thread the needle. You know, Tia has to, and we've talked about this, Tia has to learn spacing a lot more, that her step-back jumper is great for her. You can't throw a bullet to somebody that's literally right next to you. And so, but she was more frustrated yesterday, I think, because, you know, again, they were really keying on her. She was getting a lot of contact. But the flip side of that is Andreana Rister, that is how she got her looks. Tia decided to say, fine, I'm going to look over the shoulder and make the extra pass to you. And she got her free. So she's got a lot of learning to do this year because at the next level, she's going to have to play literally 2 to 4. And that's sort of kind of what she's doing right now. We're having to pull her away from the basket for her to get her looks early to then throw her inside.
Well, and you mentioned Andreana Rister, the sophomore guard out of Memphis Cordova High School. And, of course, with some injuries and some things, not a lot of depth in the backcourt right now. And you need some protection back there. She comes off the bench and gets you that 11.
She did, you know, and I'll be the first person, you know, to tell you, you know, and I told Asia Sims this, we simply need to have more production out of her. Andreana is a kid that I consistently see in the gym. Our guard court had 14 total points, and she got 11 of those 14. And that is unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable. Not as much as we key on swinging the ball back and shooters getting shots. So she really showed up yesterday. When we go to practice today, you know, it's such a quick turnaround, and people always ask, you know, how do you get your team ready? This is more when you watch film, you sit, you put up shots. You let the kids have a little bit of fun in between. Yes, we're fully working on us, but shooters have to make shots, period. You can go through scout and scheme as much as you want, but if shooters don't make shots, it's going to be a long night. But she showed up, and I was happy for her, but she needed to see the ball go through the net. She hadn't seen it in a while.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show, Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern up in Chicago. Her team plays DePaul tomorrow night and then Friday at Ball State. And we'll talk about that in a minute. You with Rister, though, I was just adding up the numbers since you pointed it out with Rister, but Roberts with 21, Tia Wooten with 12, and Rister with 11. I think that's 44 of your 59 points from three players. So I know you want to spread that out some.
Yes, for sure. And yesterday in the locker room, you know, and let me say this to all my parents that are listening. You know, we 100% want our kids to come out and speak to you and appreciate the support. We had a lot of support. We really, really did. I think the Bria Outlaw's family had like 15 people, and Jasmine Broner's family were there, and Teresha Banner's family were there. So it's just so nice to have the support. But the key teaching moments are right after the game, and because it's fresh. And we had to go through and let people know, you know, Taylor Roberts is going to shoot, you know, sometimes between 10, 15, and if it's a hot hand, 20 shots a game, Tia Wooten's going to have volume shooting as well. However, these are the following types of shots and amounts of shots that certain players need to be taking. And with A1, that's what we call her, with A1, when the ball is swung back to her on the rail, she's got the green light to let it go because she doesn't have to dribble it. All she has to do is pull it. And so that's how we're trying to get a lot more balanced scoring. But I think our last person to really get on the stat line who had a really off day was Teresha Banner. She's normally our spark right away off the bench, hit a three here and there, get a steal here and there. She's our best on-ball defender. And between her and Lauren Elliott, we got zero offensive production out of either one of them, which really hurt us when we started to try to make a run.
Well, and, you know, I not seeing it and everything, but she's still just a freshman, a true freshman, you know, so she's going through that learning curve where, I guess, of how to be consistent.
Right. And you're a smaller player. And so in high school, you know, she was speedy and she could break anybody down off the bounce. Well, now you're going up against these 6'3 post players who are just packing the paint and are like, look, we're not going anywhere. And so we're also learning to teach her the offense at the one and two position so she can not only play it but see the floor from someone else's perspective. And she admitted that. She did. She was very hard on herself after the game yesterday. She said, Coach, you know, it's not necessarily about the winning. She's like, it's not about the winning. She said, Coach, when we won our high school state championship, she's like, number one, my team couldn't stand each other. She said, we like each other, so we're okay in that category. And she said, we went through so many bumps and bruises until we made it happen. And she just said, at the end of the day, I'm mad because I didn't help my team, and that's unacceptable. So I think you'll see the light switch go on. Last time we played Vandy, she had a good game. We played in the tournament at Municipal. She really steps up for big-time teams. So I look forward to having her back.
And also, I just noticed that her birthday is February 1st, and there's another person that's born on February 1st.
I wonder who.
just saying.
awesome.
DePaul tomorrow night and then Ball State Friday night. Then you got a long break. We'll talk about that more next Sunday morning, the break before you get into conference play on January 3rd at home. And it'll be nice. The first four conference games are at home. So that's that will be. But tell me about DePaul tomorrow night. What do you know?
Hey, you know, DePaul is a very seasoned team. You know, they like to spread the floor. Sort of a blessing going from Marshall to DePaul to Ball State, same MO of everyone shooting the long ball. So we're defending the three-point line. They've done a really good job of building this program and having sustainability over the years. And they get a nice crowd turnout. So it's going to be a really good experience for our kids. Again, we're looking to work on us. I think it was absolutely unacceptable that we scored 59 points yesterday and we turned the ball over 25 times. The good thing is that for every larger opponent that we have played this year, we've stepped up to the plate for us. And that's what we're looking to do. Every single game, we're looking to be better for us and our goals, regardless of the wins and losses. And yes, I understand it's not an easy pill for us to swallow. It's not an easy pill for the kids to swallow. But the stuff that people don't see, these kids have a joyful heart, and they're constantly coming back, and they're wanting to get better. And we have leadership this year that understands January 3rd is when the money begins. And so I'm looking forward to having fun against DePaul, because it's that kind of game where we can really get out and run. And I think it's going to be fun.
Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern, thank you, Jessica. Don't sneak over there at halftime of that Packers-Bears game. All right. Thank you, Jessica. Thanks, good luck this week. All right, Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern, of course, from Milwaukee, a huge Packers fan. All right, hey, let's take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up in a few.
I love my community. And as a doting dad.
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. It's a Nissan, proud partner of the Tennessee State Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey, hey, TOA. Hey, hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Hey, oh, the hey, TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball seasons are underway, with both teams facing tough out-of-conference games on their runs to OVC championships. The Tigers' new head coach, Brian Penny Collins, hits the ground running with non-conference games at Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Western Kentucky, and Memphis, on top of a grinding OVC schedule. Second-year Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern readies her talented core of young and promising players, led by OVC Player of the Year candidate senior Tia Wooten. For home game, season tickets, and all things TSU athletics, log on to TSUTigers.com.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non-factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery Holiday Instant Games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show. Want to thank Penny Collins, the men's coach, and Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. Again, this coming week, the Men will be Tuesday night at Akron, 6 o'clock, and our next broadcast will be next Saturday at Memphis. Albert Dawson and myself, 2 o'clock tip-off, 1:45 pregame over on 102.1 The Ville. December 29th is at Vanderbilt, so some pretty consecutive Saturdays, if you will, with Western Kentucky, then Memphis, then Vanderbilt, and then, of course, the OVC play gets underway Thursday, January 3rd for all the teams, and Tennessee Tech will be coming to the Gentry Center for a doubleheader. Just talked to Lady Tigers coach. They play at DePaul tomorrow night and then Ball State up in Muncie, and then they're off until that January 3rd Tennessee Tech doubleheader. Just looking around the league yesterday, got to say congratulations to Belmont going to UCLA and winning 74-72. And so that's a huge win. So congratulations to Rick Byrd and the Bruins. Murray State continues to win. They beat Jackson State 74-57. Jacksonville State got a good 55-50 win at Evansville. The Citadel wins 86-74 over visiting SEMO. Kennesaw State beat Tennessee Tech 73-68. Austin Peay 95-68 over Purdue Fort Wayne. Also, Xavier beats Eastern Kentucky 95-87. Eastern Illinois 73-66 over Bradley. UT Martin blows out Brescia 108-79. So certainly, a good win for Belmont, but certainly a good win for the league too, because that will raise the league's RPI up. And you know, you got to wonder. And I was reading a column this weekend, of course, coming out of non-conference play. But is the OVC a two-bid league? Well, you think. For TSU or, for example, anybody else, UT Martin, everything, you want to go to the NCAA tournament, guess what? Win the tournament, right? Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's what Jacksonville State has done. Not so, to surprise Austin Peay a few years ago with the 8 seed, won it. So, and it's going to be up in Evansville again, obviously. But certainly right now, Belmont and Murray State, as usual, are the bell cows of the OVC on the men's side. And again, a good win by Belmont at UCLA yesterday. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Hey, coming up this afternoon, 3 o'clock, NFL football. How about this one? The Patriots and the Steelers right here at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Nashville Sports Radio. Coming up next, Fantasy Rescue with Jonathan Najjar and Zach Williams. Everybody, have a great rest of your day.